play for the Evergreen Scouts football team. The match was going to take place on King George Close Recreation Ground, that hallowed football centre of the universe in Bromsgrove. It was a bit like that clip. I think I was picked last. No, I'm not looking for sympathy. It's okay, I'm not looking for sympathy. And the score at the end of the day was 26-0. They chose for me to go in goal. And we lost. Can any of you identify with that situation? Being picked for a team. And perhaps being picked last for the team. Let me tell you this. I would much rather be picked last for the team and be in the game than sitting on the sidelines. I would much rather be a player than a spectator. What are we this morning? Are we spectators or are we players? Are we spectators or are we players? There's this thing, isn't there, that it's crushing when you're not picked to play in a team. I've been fortunate to go to many different sporting events, all sorts of different kinds of sporting events. And there's something really exciting about being part of a great crowd of people as they're enthusiastic about watching something taking place. But I don't think it is a patch on being a player. Can you imagine how exciting it must be to go and watch Formula One? But how exhilarating would it be to drive a Formula One car? Are we spectators or are we players? Are we spectators or are we players? Over the last few weeks, we've been in this series at church where we've been looking at being open to God through being church. And if we're going to be open to God, does that mean we have to be closed to some other things? In order to be open to God, have we got to make some choices that means we're closed to some other things here? Because you can't have a door that's open and closed at the same time. And maybe if we've got to make choices to be open to God, then we need to be closed maybe to some other things. And we've been looking at these things. We've looked at trusting. We've looked at freedom. We've looked at belonging and following. Today we're going to look at sharing. Let me just read. It sounds to me like I'm really echoing a bit. Joe, I don't know whether you can lower that down a little bit. Thanks. Let me read these few lines from the book of Romans. It's Romans chapter 10 and verse 14 and 15. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in one they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet that bring good news. How beautiful are the feet that bring good news. Well, I'm sure the feet of spectators are beautiful. It's the feet of players that are truly beautiful. We read in these few verses the most greatest invitation that we could possibly have. We get the invitation from God that says, do you want to be a spectator or do you want to be a player? What do you want to be? In the final words that we read in Matthew about Jesus' ministry here on earth, we see this picture and Jesus is there and he gives us this great commission. You know, it's almost like the great invitation. He's there with all his disciples. And okay, I'm paraphrasing a bit here, a bit of poetic license. But he stands there and says, what do you want to be? Would you like to be a spectator? Or would you like to be a player? I came and now I'm going, and all authority has been given to me for you to go out into this world. And I tell you what, I'm going to be on the sidelines. I'm going to be watching it, and I'm going to be there with you all the time. What do you want to be? Do you want to be a spectator? Or do you want to be a player? What do you want to be? We can sit on the sidelines, but we get to choose. We can observe life from a distance, or we can choose to get in the game. We could observe from a distance people who are searching for something in life, something that maybe that we've found. Or we can just spectate. What are you this morning? Are you a spectator? Or are you a player? I'm going to put a quote up on the screen now. And this quote always makes the hairs on the back of my neck stick up. It's by Theodore Roosevelt. And he says this: it's not the critic who counts. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who, at the best, knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who, at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly. Are we the critic, or are we the man in the arena? Are we a spectator or a player? Is our faces marred by blood and dust and sweat? Are we the one that would shout instructions from the sideline, or are we the one that gets in the ring and plays the game? Where do you think we are going to experience the most of life? Are we going to experience it on the touchlines, or are we going to experience it in the arena? Are we a spectator, or are we a player this morning? You see, we could get into the arena. We could have our faces marred by sweat and blood and dust. We could get our feet trampled on. We could get persecution. We could get failure. We could get ridicule. But we get a choice. We get a choice. And what will our choice be? Will we choose to be a spectator, or will we choose to be a player? We could just spectate. We did that last week. You might want to put that, if you put that slide up for us there. Last week we were spectators. And there was a film that was played last week. For those of you who were here, you'll remember. And we had the opportunity to spectate on people who are players in the game. Juliet Kilpin has beautiful feet. She is a player. She's not a spectator. Some of you that will have watched that film last week about the forgotten families. And Juliet Kilpin was in what she called the jungle. She was in the migrant camp in Calais. I don't think for one minute that she stays at the travel lodge down the road from the migrant camp. I don't think for one minute that she has her food delivered to her, very different from all the people in the camp. She's a player. She's a player. She's not a spectator. She was fully engaged in sharing her life with those people. Do you think she gets her face marred by sweat and blood and dust? You bet. But she has the most wonderful opportunity to see firsthand how God is working in the lives of those people that she's been called to serve. Because engagement changes us. When we choose to be a player rather than a spectator, it does something to us. It changes us. It changes us in a way that spectators will never experience. They may be able to watch from the sidelines. We can watch that film, but we will never, ever experience the joy, the heartache, the trouble, the anxiety, the stress, but the ultimate blessing that she receives for the work that she's doing. She might not see it in this life. But Juliet Gilpin has beautiful feet. This afternoon, somewhere in this country, there'll be a Premiership football game. And there will be thousands and thousands of people that will go and watch those games. And with a pint in one hand and a pie in the other, it will be an afternoon well spent. But the perspective changes, doesn't it, from being a spectator to a player. We as spectators can look at the perspective of the game and we can question the ref's parenthood and we can question whether or not he has got any intellectual capabilities at all. But 40-odd thousand people can see a perspective on 22 others. I wonder what the perspective of the 22 is like on the 40,000. I can't imagine what that must be like. Now, I have to say, I'm probably never going to experience what that is like. There wasn't 40,000 people watching that game on King George Close Rec. But it changes your perspective when you become a player as opposed to being a spectator. You see things in a completely different way. In that passage that I read earlier on, Paul asks us four very important questions. And I don't think they're sort of rhetorical questions. He asks, how can someone call on the name of Jesus who they've not believed in? Well, it's a pretty easy answer to that one, isn't it? They can't. What about the next one? How can you believe in the one who can save you if you've not even heard of them? Well, you can't, can you? It's not possible. And the last one, well, how can you hear without somebody preaching to you? Well, you can't. Now, the last one's a bit different. How can anyone go and preach unless they're sent? See, most of us know here this morning, most of us know that we've been commissioned to do that. There's no point in me or anybody standing at this front really and telling you to do that, because you know, I know. Anybody who's been around church for very long would know that that's the case. And I'm reminded here of that phrase by St. Francis of Assisi, who says, you know, preach the gospel at all times, and if you really have to, open your mouth. Yeah, I love that. I love that. To me, that is the essence of what the gospel is all about. It isn't what you say, is it? It's not what you say. It's what you do. It's the way that you live your life that speaks life. Billy Graham said this. He said that Christianity is not a spectator sport. I love that. It's not. We're not called to be spectators. We're called to be players. And we have the greatest invitation ever. And I think that invitation was, do you want to be a spectator or do you want to be a player? Because I'm going to be on the sidelines, Jesus says, cheering you on. I'm going to be there. No matter where you go, where your feet carry you, I'm going to be there on the sidelines. Because if we would choose to be a player, we will get to see firsthand, like Juliet Gilpin did, we will see that flash in somebody's eye of the possibility of hope when they're in a migrant camp in Calais. We will get to feel the onrush of grace as somebody gives their life to Christ. As these guys said earlier this morning, we could spectate on what it might be like at 4 o'clock in the morning on Worcester Road while we're tucked up in our beds, nice and warm. But we would never get to experience the conversation that took place unless we're a player. Being a spectator is safe. Being a spectator is known. Being a spectator is comfortable. But being a player in the game, there's something completely different. I'm going to end this message with those words that we had right at the beginning and ask you this question. How beautiful are your feet this morning? Thank you. Amen.